This is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle. We're playing this week with Paula Poundstone, Adam Felber, and Kiri O'Connor. And here again is your host at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. In just a minute, the limericks have arrived from our home base in Nantucket. For Carl and a listener contestant, if you'd like to play the Listener Limerick Challenge, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Adam, former Wisconsin Governor Tommy Thompson is running for the Republican presidential nomination. This week, as part of his ethnic outreach program, he praised a Jewish audience for their great cultural tradition, which in his view is what?
Easter egg hunts.
No.
Sandwich making. I'm going to need a hint. I don't think I was invited to that particular
No, event. It's all about the shekels.
Oh, I did hear about this. This is their tradition of making money.
Exactly right. So he's speaking to the Religious Action Center of Reform Judaism in Washington, D.C. And former Governor Thompson says, quote, I'm in the private sector, and for the first time in my life, I'm earning money. You know, that's sort of part of the Jewish tradition, and I do not find anything wrong with that, unquote. Actually, what he really did was he apologized profusely. He said he was just trying to be complimentary. But his hometown paper, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, declared his presidential campaign now over. In other words, using the standard measure of failed presidential campaigns, Governor Thompson lasted 2.5 Bidens. Adam, this week the National Academy of Sciences announced the results of a study that chimpanzees have done what more than humans?
Elected the right public servants.
Possibly true.
Evolved?
Yes, evolved. Exactly right.
Yeah.
The University of Michigan studied strings of DNA shared by humans and chimps and found that the genes of chimpanzees have evolved in beneficial ways more than that of human beings. They have proceeded further, better.
How are they I don't know what they mean by that.
Let me put it this way.
I don't have that much to feel proud about, you know what I mean?
Yeah. It does kind of take us down.
I just took away one more thing.
Yeah, exactly.
The chimpanzees are evolving and we're not.
So how have they... what did they do? I don't even see what they've done. How have they evolved?
I think it's like the old Douglas Adams line where he said, you know, the humans thought they were smarter than the dolphins because the humans had built cities and motor cars and digital watches and espresso machines. And the dolphins thought they were smarter than the humans for exactly the same reason. But actually, I think that it actually has to do with DNA. They're looking at the DNA from the moment that chimpanzees and humans separated from their common ancestor. And they're looking at the amount of modifications and evolution in the DNA, and they've discovered more of beneficial evolution in the DNA of the chimpanzees.
Well, let me just point this out. Who's looking at the DNA?
You're right.
Yeah. Dr. Bobo?
You seem a little defensive here, Paula.
Well, I think she's got a good point. If there is a Dr. Bobo who wrote this article, he's clearly biased. Bad monkey.
This is really ticking you off, I think.
It just seems like... Oh, first of all, what's the point of the study, number one? This study...
Just to make us feel worse than we already do, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. I don't understand how they're defining evolution, then.
It's a quantitative thing. I mean, they're just talking about the number of beneficial mutations. Like, maybe their beneficial mutations aren't completely super terrific and great, but they have more of them. Than
yeah. What is a... Give me an example of a beneficial mutation in a chimp.
How about the ability to grab things with his feet? How's that? Can you do that?
There's one.
I don't need to, because if I need something, I go, hey, chimp, you want to get your foot over here?
You can bet that right now someone out there is typing a very angry letter with their feet.
You see it. an ape like me,